From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter arrived in Iraq's Kurdistan Sunday. He is there to review the ongoing military offensive to retake the jihadist bastion of Mosul. As the Pentagon chief went into talks, the Kurdish leader, Masoud Barzani, U.S. officials said Kurdish Peshmerga forces had almost reached their goals in the week-old offensive. The battle plan is for the Peshmerga forces to stop along a line at the average of 20 kilometers outside the city of Mosul. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported heavy clashes and airstrikes that shook the Syrian city of Aleppo, according to the group on Sunday. It comes as heavy fighting resumed after the end of a three-day truce declared by government ally Russia. The truce ended without any evacuations by the UN, which would have allowed the wounded civilians to leave and the delivery of aid. The pro-government Arab coalition Sunday stepped up airstrikes on Iran-backed rebels in Yemen, and clashes raged on the ground. Warring parties ignored a UN call to renew a fragile ceasefire. The 72-hour ceasefire took effect just before Wednesday midnight to allow aid deliveries in Yemen. It officially ended midnight Saturday. An unmanned cargo ship operated by the U.S. company Orbital ATX arrived Sunday at the International Space Station. It delivered 2.5 tons of food and supplies to the six astronauts that are living in orbit there. This is VOA News. The United States is warning U.S. citizens of the potential risk of terror attack or attempted kidnappings of foreigners in Istanbul. The consulate, on an online notice in Istanbul, said in a message late on Saturday that extremist groups continued their aggressive efforts to attack Americans and other foreigners in the city. It said those attacks may be either pre-planned or could occur with little or no warning. Two apparent explosions hit the Japanese city of Utsunomiya back-to-back on Sunday, killing one person and injuring three others in what police are viewing as a possible suicide. Japanese media reports suggest that the victim, believed to be a 72-year-old former military officer, may have set his house on fire, blew up his car in a public parking lot, and then blew himself up in a nearby park. At least 172 inmates escaped a Haitian prison near the capital, Port-au-Prince, during an armed mutiny, killing one guard, with many escaping with police weapons, according to local media. One prisoner climbed over a wall and fell to his death, while two other detainees were wounded and are in hospital. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump offered new immigration reform proposals and said he would cut taxes for middle-class Americans by 35% during his first 100 days in office should he win the presidency in next month's election.
The fact that Washington and the Washington establishment has tried so hard to stop our campaign is only more proof that our campaign represents the kind of change that only arrives once in a lifetime.
Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton campaigned in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia on Saturday. During a rally in Pittsburgh, Clinton made a pitch for Republican voters who were put off by their party's candidate.
We will work with everyone. Now, I imagine here in Allegheny County, and if you're from further west, you probably know people who are thinking about voting for Donald Trump. And here's what I want you to tell them. I want you to tell them that I understand that they need a president who cares about them, will listen to them, and I want to be their president too.
International banks based in Britain are readying to relocate some operations outside of the country in 2017. Fearing post-Brexit uncertainty, that comes from the director of the powerful banking lobby Sunday, says their hands are quivering over the relocate button, according to Anthony Brown, chief executive of the British Bankers Association. More details on that and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.